want to welcome to Upcoming Disc Michelle Danner. She's joining us. Got to see two of your films here over the last couple of days, Bad Impulse and The Runner. She's a director. She's also a relatively world-famous acting coach, I discovered as I researched you, and she's taken the time to join us. Welcome, Michelle. Welcome to Upcoming Disc. How are you?
Well, thank you so much for having me. Happy to be there, and thank you for watching my latest two movies. That's great.
Well, and I appreciate you making the effort to get them to us, because we're not really great at streaming here. I just, for some reason, don't have the patience to watch a movie on a tablet or on my computer. I got to watch it on a regular screen.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that. Every filmmaker, that's what their hope is somebody will watch it on a bigger screen and not on a tablet. So thank you for that.
Yeah, that's just the way I want to watch them. So I enjoyed both films, both the very different films, and unfortunately those are the only two I've seen of yours. But I got to tell you, my first reaction as I watched them, I found myself more compelled to the performances than anything else on the screen, than the story, than the production, and all that kind of stuff. I found myself really compelled to the acting, the performances, and then I started to research you after. I wanted to find out about you after I saw the movie, so I wanted to go in kind of blind. And after that, that's when I discovered that you're such a renowned acting coach and teacher, and so I got to believe that's why that came across in the film, because I got to believe that's where your strength is and that's what you play to. Would that be a fair assumption?
I think so. I think that the cast is really excited to work with me, because first of all, I have the lens of an acting coach.
Right.
You know that eye. And I certainly think I know when, you know, a take is good, when a performance works,
mm-hmm.
or what needs to be said to an actor in order to elevate it. So I'm lucky in that way. I've always known from, you know, I've done five feature films. I'm about to embark into a sixth feature film. And I always feel, I never take it for granted, though, but I always feel like I'll know what to say to an actor
right.
in order to either relax them or get them to feel, you know, like they can take risks and do their best work.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that having said that, to me, you know, the story is what, you know, compels me and why I wanna do something. And because I'm a teacher and I believe in the classroom, you know, I always think that when you make a movie as a filmmaker, you get to play to, you know, a really big classroom. And that's exciting.
Yeah, it is. And when you talk about writing, for both of these films anyway, you worked with the same writer, this Jason Chase Tyrell.
Yeah, he's so wonderful.
Tell me about that collaboration with the two of you.
He wrote Bad Impulse. That was his baby. Spent, you know, a lot of time on it. We did a reading, and I felt like he entrusted me with his baby. The second movie was a little different because it came about me writing a treatment.
Right.
After I watched a very compelling news story one night, very late at night. And I was very inspired, motivated to tell the story about how kids fall through the cracks and get forced by circumstance to wire up by police enforcement in order,
right.
you know, to bring down the drug lord of their town.
Sure.
And then things happen, tragedy happens. And I've noticed something thematic that always gets to me. It pierces right through me,
mm-hmm.
maybe because I have a couple of kids and I want to see a better world for them. But when our kids just fall through the cracks, that just, you know, affects me deeply. So I wrote the treatment, I gave it to Jason, he's a wonderful writer, he wrote the screenplay, and then we went on, we worked on it, and then we shot it, and he actually came on set quite a lot. It was wonderful to have him on set.
Uh-huh.
He's a great guy.
And the story you're talking about, that The Runner is the one we're talking about right now, where you're talking about the kids falling through the cracks and such. That film in particular, when I just got done telling you about how the performance got to my attention, and I'm going to butcher his name, I know it, but this young actor, is it Edouard Philipponet?
Yeah, well, you said it actually quite well, but if you were to give it a little French flair, you would say Edouard Philipponet.
I'm not going to try that, because I won't do it the justice you just did.
From Finland, raised partly in Monaco,
mm-hmm.
and discovered him while he was taking a class. He was in a program at my school in L.A.,
yeah.
Los Angeles Acting Conservatory, and he was wonderful, and especially one night, his work really got to me. It was a night that on Main Street in Santa Monica, all the lights went out.
Right.
And so I asked the students, because we had three more scenes, and I didn't want to shortchange the people that had not gone up.
Sure.
I said if they could hold their phones with flashlights. Edouard was one of the students that worked that night, and I thought after watching him work, I said, you know what, he is really right for this part. And we were still, you know, developing the project. I had a draft available,
right,
and I gave him a draft of it. He read it, and he was just very driven to want to play that character.
Yeah.
And some extraordinary things have happened to him ever since he did this movie. He got signed by a big agency that saw him in the movie.
Good.
And he shot, I believe, the House of Gucci Ridley Scott's movie.
Yes.
With Lady Gaga this summer. And
wow.
And then he booked another big movie. And so, you know, some wonderful things are happening to him. And so this will be, The Runner will mark his very first movie. And everybody, of course, is always hopeful to discover the next, you know, big talent.
Yeah.
And he certainly is a talent. So I, of course, wish him all the best, and I'm very excited that we did this first movie together.
Well, you've got to be very proud.
Very much so, yes.
Well, and watching him in this film, I can understand what got these people attention, because I have to tell you, to me, that's the that dominated this film for me, was the sheer emotion and the way he just gave it all. I mean, he didn't leave anything out of there. You seldom see performances like that that aren't too over the top or too, you know, that look too much like acting. Here the acting disappears, and I love acting that you don't see. You know, I'm not a, you know, professional, and I'm not a teacher, but to me, as a critic, I like acting that I can't see the performance. You know, I like that he's, that it doesn't look like a performance.
I'm the exact same way. And I like when, you know, although, I mean, there's some, you know, Wes Anderson is a very stylized director.
Right.
Tarantino, Woody Allen.
Sure.
Has their style, you know. And when you, I like better, but you can't, because when you watch movies like that, you know, there's like iconic Scorsese. but I do like it when directors, you know, I like when the story is told by the actors, and there isn't a heavy director's touch.
Right.
And I think that you are right. I mean, that is certainly what I have aimed to do.
Well, did it help that you knew the young man that you'd worked with him in these workshops and these classes? Did that help at all, or was it all pretty much built on the set of the film itself? Sure.
The more you rehearse, the more you have chances for it to come out well.
Right.
And I'm a great believer in rehearsing.
Good for you.
So we rehearsed, and we were very well prepared when we hit, when we hit our sound stages, our locations, every place where we shot.
Yeah. So when you have an actor like this and you're looking for an emotional performance like this, is there a certain kind of... is there a certain kind of rapport that you need to have with that actor in order to get to there, or is this just a matter of his skill and your skill and maybe getting out of his way a little bit?
Well, I think it helped that we had a very good rapport.
Right.
And I also even spoke to him in French, because I speak French.
Okay.
For those very heavy emotional scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I would go and whisper something in his ear in French.
Right.
And many times in the shoot, he goes, Michel, I need you. Because it was highly emotional. I mean, he really had to go to that place and play that kid. But he did it well, and we did have a very, very good rapport. I mean, he's a wonderful talent. But I do think that the preparation that we did together was pivotal as well. Which means just like, you know, rehearsing it, talking
right.
about the characters, breaking it down, building the backstory, all the things that actors do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that must come from your teaching background as well, I think, is the idea that preparation and rehearsal and you know, honing it, that's something that a lot of directors don't do. I've talked to many directors that they just want to go in and bang, 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 they want to get it out. They, you know, they're not interested in spending a lot of time. Some of them don't think it feels real if you're doing it for too long. But I think what you're talking about is, again, that teacher perspective. I think that your director style is, the teacher perspective is coming through so heavily, which is great.
No, I mean, listen, I love actors, is the bottom line. I love teaching actors, I love teaching acting.
Yeah.
And I love collaborating on set with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different when you teach a class and when you're directing on set. But
Mm-hmm.
It's tremendously helpful when I'm working with actors. Matter of fact, you know, I'm prepping for a very big feature for next year. And
great.
Somebody, you know, is proposing to bring on this actor, and they're talking about how, you know, difficult he is, and, you know, will I be able to handle him? And I always say, you know, I pride myself to be able to work with all actors, you know, easy ones, difficult ones. I think ultimately, you know, you meet together because it's about the story you're about to tell.
Right. That's very true. And then moving on to the other film I saw as well, Bad Impulse. Now, this is one of the more surreal films I've seen in a long time. This idea of taking our fears of security and such and to such a place with, and I don't want to give away the ending, so let's not do that here because I think it's a very clever ending. And so I don't want to give that. But there's a case where it's a little bit more ensemble than The Runner is. And also, you have a couple of heavy hitters as far as actors in there. So how was that a different approach?
Well, I had the pleasure of working, you know, with Paul Sorvino.
Yes. Excellent
actor. As a matter of fact, not too long ago, I watched again Goodfellas. And just, you know,
he's so phenomenal.
Extraordinary in that. And just Paul Sorvino's just really a wonderful actor.
Yes.
And Grant Bowler, who also had studied with me back when he moved to L.A., is in it. And Grant has experienced a lot of success, had an old series, you know, Defiance on FX. Then Sonia Walker, who plays Penny, who played the Penny on Lost, which people love and recognize her from that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I was...
Well, I'm a fan of Dan Lauria, too.
James Landry Herbert, that everybody knows.
Yeah.
He's very good. He was in Stranger Things.
Right.
So,
I'm a fan of Dan Lauria.
I'm so lucky to have this cast.
Yeah.
And to work with these wonderful actors. And, you know, it had its challenges because we shot during the L.A. fires.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was challenging. But, I mean, we get through that. And I was really happy to stretch myself in a genre that normally maybe, you know, I don't always watch. I have an 18-year-old who studies film at USC, and he makes me watch all these horror movies. I learn every time I watch one of them, but left to my own devices, it's not the first thing that I run to. I'd rather, you know, watch comedies or dramedies or, you know, other types of movies. But as a matter of fact, when we had a premiere at the Chinese 2 years ago, and there was a Q&A, and somebody said, you know, knowing me and knowing my temperament, that they couldn't believe that I directed that first scene in that movie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I go, I can't believe I did that either.
But you know what? There's more suspense than horror here. To me, I bit it more akin to Hitchcock than I would to some of the you know, recent horror films.
No, you're absolutely right. It's absolutely more psychological thriller on the edge of your seat than it is horror. There's a little bit of horror in it, a little bit of supernatural.
Sure.
But mostly it's a psychological thriller. You're absolutely right about that.
And then once again, you're watching a film that relies on the psychological thriller aspect. What are we relying on again? Again, you know, I think you can understand why watching these two films, you know, I don't know how representative they are of other things you've done, but watching these two films again, it all comes back to the acting. Yes, some of the there's a lot of great stuff in there, but these performances fall flat, and I don't think this works.
Before that, a romantic comedy, How to Go Out on a Date in Queens. And I've directed a family movie, The Bandit Hound, with dogs and kids, everything that they tell you not to do.
Animals and kids, stay away from them.
I feel very lucky that I've explored, you know, different genres, and now I'm about to do two comedies back-to-back. And maybe possibly even three.
So have you found something that you liked better? Is there something that felt more comfortable, put you in a better comfort zone, or no?
That I don't know how to do, or scares me.
Right.
Like something, like now I think I'm going to be shooting this short. It's a science fiction short.
Okay.
And you know, it's interesting to tackle something that does scare me. I'm always excited about that. If it's got big chases, something that's an action, you know, very action-y, that scares me. Well, in The Runner, you know, we had the whole scene at the party, which was not easy to shoot all of that.
Right.
And I was challenged by that, and I love that. I mean, I think every time you're challenged, it means you have to take a risk. And anybody knows me will tell you, I'm a big risk taker. You know, I don't like to go on roller coasters, but I take risks in life.
Well, it sounds to me that even though you've explored various genres here, I mean, it sounds like you've been quite an eclectic director here, but it sounds to me that really the basic ways that you're approaching what you're doing and the basic ideas really don't change, whether it's a comedy or a drama or science fiction or horror or suspense. Do you find that's true, or am I way off base there?
No, I think you're right. Whatever the genre is, the work is the work.
Right.
The print is the blueprint. The way that I want to create an atmosphere on set for actors to be able to take their own risks is, you know, that's right. But each genre lends itself to, you know, just having a vision for each story.
Right.
And, you know, the more movies that I make and the more that I become stronger about my vision, I don't think it's an accident that this one, The Runner, I've probably experienced more success with so far than any of the other ones, only in the sense that we get accepted into 28 film festivals.
Yeah.
We premiered at Cinequest, we did World Fest Houston, which was one of the oldest film festivals in the United States. We won last week Best Feature at the Suspense Thriller Film Festival. We're at Catalina this weekend, the Catalina Film Festival.
Great.
And then we're part of the Silicon Film Festival at the Chinese October 2nd. So we get a lot of wonderful accolades. We won a lot of awards. We went to a fantastic, prestigious film festival in Europe called the Ischia Global Film Festival in the island of Ischia. That was, I mean, one of the highlights of this whole thing. But I think that because I have owned in from movie to movie a stronger vision, I think, you know, it's shown. And so I'm glad. You know, I always feel like I don't know anything. I always feel like I'm a student all the time. I'm learning. And I love to learn. I'm constantly, you know, if I have an opportunity to watch new things or read a new book or take classes, you know, I always want to expand and push, you know, those goalposts.
Well, I hate to bring up the same point, but that's the teacher aspect again. The best teachers, that's if you ever want to learn something, I always tell people, teach it. It's the best way to learn anything.
Yes, that's exactly right. But teachers are students, too.
Absolutely.
So you're constantly a student of life. But, you know, there isn't a day that doesn't go by that I am not grateful for, you know, creativity. And for my creativity and my desire to grow as an artist.
Right.
And so I feel just really lucky for that. And I also have, you know, two wonderful kids. One of them, I know, is going to be a filmmaker because he's already made movies and he writes all the time. He writes the way he needs to drink water. And I watch his passion and I watch his drive.
Yeah.
And I watch his, you know, capacity to want to take it all in and be like a sponge.
How old is
learn,
he?
And the need to tell stories. And I'm so, you know, that just makes me feel so good.
So how old is he?
Passionate.
How old is the young man?
18. No, he's going to be 19 next week. We're actually going to be in Catalina for the Catalina Film Festival next week, and he's going to turn 19 there.
Wow. So now, have you yet been affected? I don't know what the production schedules or times these things were made in, but have you yet been affected by the whole COVID situation as far as any of your productions?
Well, of course. But, I mean, I have been affected in a good way.
Okay.
Because I learned a tremendous lesson, which is that I had all the time in the world to do the post-production, to edit The Runner.
There you go.
And I remember sitting for some glorious editing sessions where I felt so relaxed. And normally, you know, I've edited in the past with deadlines and, you know, executive producers want to see this, they want to see that. Okay, so I'll get through, you know, this many scenes tonight, all day tomorrow.
Right.
Know? And this was such a, you know, wonderful vacation from all of that. It's like, well, we'll just do this today and we'll do that tomorrow. And I wasn't anymore on the fast lane. I wasn't on the treadmill.
Right.
I was just relaxed. And some really wonderful creative choices came out of that release. Of not putting that pressure on myself. So I have to say it was just, you know, an astounding lesson that I promised myself that I would memorize in my muscle memory and apply to other projects. So in terms of filming, we did slate film November 19th, a new feature film.
Right.
Hopefully, you know, that'll work, and we will not get sidetracked by, you know, COVID and sure. the Delta variant and all of that.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll be able to do that, and then there's another feature next year in April. So we'll see. We'll see. Let's hope. You know, a lot of my friends got shut down, and you
yeah.
know, whether you're big budget or small, but let's hope that we can, you know, not only in the film industry,
just
you know, in general
it's cool yeah.
happening, that we're able to transcend all of this and just move on, you know?
Yeah, no, amen to that. So going forward, how about, I assume that it's nice now for especially an independent filmmaker that the festivals are coming back again and all that's happening. I assume for a while that stuff was probably also stopped.
We did a lot of virtual. I mean, CineQuest was virtual.
Yeah.
World Houston was in person, though. I wasn't able to go. You know, mostly all the film festivals were virtual, except for a few, and now they're
yeah.
coming back. I mean, Ischia in Italy was in person.
Wow.
But now they're all coming back, which is great. Now they're doing it in person. I mean, AFM, which is the American Film Market,
mm-hmm.
you know, for distributors to sell movies, they decided to do it virtually this year in November. They were going to do it in person.
Yeah.
But I think we're still, you know, on the edge of
sure.
what's going to happen.
Well, I hope we do get back, especially as a filmmaker. There's got to be something, you know, much more personally fulfilling when you hear people and you're there when they're reacting to your film. There's nothing like a live audience reacting to something you created, and I have
yeah,
to believe that's...
We did Bad Impulse. We had several film festivals, and we won 7 awards, and I did fly to different places, and to sit there, and that's the value and,
yes.
you know, the contribution of these film festivals, especially for independent films.
Right.
That they offer, you know, a forum, a place for filmmakers to come and interact with their audiences and see firsthand what the response is before the movie gets distributed and sent into the world.
Exactly.
I mean, that kind of experience is invaluable. And I experienced it with Bad Impulse in several places. So grateful for that.
Well, it sounds like that you're kind of on your way here. You've got some big things coming up. And I'm hoping that, like you said, hopefully things stay solid enough that our plans don't get too railroaded. But you're on your way, and these films both are very unique and very. I love what's the word I'm looking for? I love the way that they approach things without falling into the tropes. And I think that might be, you know, you were talking about not knowing the genre stuff, and that might be a benefit because you don't fall into the tropes that everybody feels like, oh, well, we got to do this, we have to do that. It sounds like you didn't feel like that was necessary. There wasn't anything you felt like, well, we got to do this, and just to appease the genre.
No, I did not feel that at all, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's a positive.
I did not. I just wanted to just tell the story with great acting.
Yeah, and again, it comes back to that, doesn't it? So I wish you luck with all this. I appreciate you taking some of your valuable time to come on to upcoming discs and talk about these films and to talk about what you're doing. And I hope that you'll keep us updated what's going on, and hopefully we'll catch you around when you get done with this big project.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
No, I am so grateful for you to take the time. You take care, and you be safe out there going to these festivals.
Same to you. Thank you.
All right, you take care.